Eagle head coach Anita Howard and take us into the huddle. They're the last couple of seconds drawing up a couple of plays. What's going through the mind of you and the rest of the staff going in with 6 seconds remaining?
We was in the bonus. We wanted to try to get something going to the basket, put some pressure on the officials. They doubled Aitiana Galden, and so it left the freshman open. And so she tried to attack the basket. I thought she got a good look at it. You know, they didn't call a foul, so they won the game.
Talk about the performance tonight from Deja Holmes. Had a heck of a ball game. Finished with a career-high 18 points, 4 of 6 from behind the arc, and especially what she did in the second-to-last possession for Georgia Southern, hitting the big three to put you up.
You know, we call her the logo for a reason. She can shoot that thing from the eagle head in the middle of the floor. And so we knew that they was probably going to put some people on Aitiana Galden. And so we looked to have her just come off the screen. She loved shooting it from the wing, and she knocked it down. And so she was ice cold.
One of the things that we talked about throughout the broadcast was the job that Sarah Moore did, really working down low defensively especially. What was it about her game that really gave South Alabama some trouble?
You know, she protects the house for us, the inside the paint. And so she was a strong defensive player for us on the inside, gave Antoinette and all their post players fits down low. She just walled up. And so I always say protect our house, and I thought she did a really good job of just protecting the house.
What's the biggest thing you look for over the next 24 hours, a 4 o'clock tip-off here inside Hanner Field House tomorrow afternoon against South Alabama? What's the biggest thing the next 24 hours that you really send the message to this team?
One, we can't give the game away. I thought we did a not too good of a job down the stretch. I thought, you know, I'm going to go back and look at some film and see what I could have did better as a coach for our young ladies. Aitiana Galden going down kind of hurt us a little bit because she does give us a spark, but I thought they did a really good job. But in 24 hours, you know, we see that we can beat them if we, you know, stay focused to the game plan. And so we're just going to have to let this one go. This one, we can't get this one back, but we have an opportunity to come back and win tomorrow.
Coach, appreciate the time, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard. We will continue with more on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up after this on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.